Tennessee lawmakers have followed through on plans to sue the federal government over refugee resettlement. The move comes at a time when organizations in the state are already cutting back on services for asylum seekers. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
The suit was filed by the Thomas More Law Center, a Michigan organization that says it aims to defend and promote America's Judeo-Christian heritage and moral values. The center did so on behalf of the state of Tennessee, the General Assembly, and two lawmakers, including West Tennessee's John Stevens. He says the key issue is whether Tennessee should have to spend money on programs it hasn't approved.
This issue is not about refugees at all. It's about the federal government forcing us to spend state dollars, which I would submit under the spending clause in the 10th Amendment is unconstitutional.
Tennessee essentially outsourced refugee services to private nonprofits in 2007. If successful, the suit would force the federal government to take over funding for those programs. The suit was originally announced when President Obama was in office. Since then, the Trump administration has slashed the number of refugees who can come into this country. That's led Catholic Charities, the state's biggest resettlement agency, to cut staff. And World Relief, an evangelical charity that's been active in Nashville since the 1980s, is closing down its operation here completely. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.
The American Civil Liberties Union condemned the lawsuit. The head of the group's Tennessee chapter calls it an attack on vulnerable families fleeing from terrorism.